Good morning, baby. Hey, good morning. No, I'm sorry. You can't go back to sleep. Oh, baby, you look so tired. I'm so sorry. Yes, it is 11 right now. We have to leave in an hour. Don't hide under those covers, honey. Come up here. Hey. I missed you so much. You slept in way too long, bunny. How could I not miss you? Oh, gosh. You're too cute to resist. I'm not going to give in, though, okay? You told me yourself yesterday that if I let you sleep in, you would regret it. Because then you'd be rushing out the door. I know you, baby. You know I do. If I let you have your way all the time, then we'd both be lazy potatoes. I'm responsible for you, so that means making sure that you're up and about when you're supposed to. It's my job as your mommy, of course. I don't think letting you sleep in would be a very good idea. What do you mean, don't listen to you from last night? Which one of you should I listen to then, The one of you that lets you sleep in more? No. Sure, I should have expected that. But I'm sorry, sweetie, mommy can't do that. You look so cozy, baby. You know, you look really adorable when you sleep. Yes. So peaceful. So cute. I feel bad for waking you up like this, but forgive me, okay? You've got so much to do today. Okay, pretty boy. What can I do to help you get up? Nothing? Well, okay, you're gonna have to give me a little more than that. Can you give me something I can do to help you get up? Anything? What if... someone's being stubborn. What if, just for a few minutes, I give you some very good cuddles? Would that get you up, baby? Yeah, you promise? If I cuddle you for, say 5 more minutes, you'll get up? That was quick. I don't know if I believe you or not. Yeah? Okay. Okay. I guess I'll get back in bed with you then. Okay, come here. I know. It's less fun to cuddle when I'm already dressed for the day, but... while you were sleeping, I got up and got things ready for us. So you didn't have to, sweet boy. Yes. There's a warm, yummy breakfast waiting just for you. I'm not as cruel as I seem. I'm just trying to help get your day started, honey. Alright. I did say we could cuddle, so... Let me put my arm under your head. Yeah. Like that. And then put your head right here on my chest. Can you do that for mommy? Yes. Goodbye. Then I can bring my other arm over your head. And play with this gorgeous hair of yours. As long as that's okay. Can I touch your hair, honey? Yeah. Okay. You have such pretty hair. Mommy really likes playing with it. Gosh. You're so precious, darling. You know that. Yes, pretty boy. You are so perfect. So soft and warm in my arms. What do you mean, what am I doing? I just thought, if I can't get you up normally, maybe I'll just make you blush hard enough so you can't go back to sleep. Oh, I don't think that's me being mean. I think that's me being the opposite of mean. Well, maybe I am a little bit of a meanie. But it's all for your sake, sweetie. I promise that if we didn't have to pee anywhere soon, that we would just lay here and cuddle all day. But we have stuff to do, honey, so we can't be lazy, okay? We can stay here like this for a little while. Just a few more minutes. You're just a perfect little fit in my arms, aren't you? Mommy really loves holding you like this, bunny. It's too bad we don't get to do it all the time. But I cherish these little moments. Snuggled up with the cutest boy in the world. Did I get so lucky? Work tomorrow, baby? I don't think I do. Wait. Let me check my calendar. Okay. I have to stop petting your hair for 1 second, baby. Just so I can go check, okay? No. Just 1 second. 1 second. Then my hand will be right back where it was. Okay? Okay. Gosh, you're a clingy little boy, aren't you? Where is my phone? Where does it go in the middle of the night? Ah, there it is. Okay. What day is it, baby? You don't know. You just woke up, so I can't expect you to know the day. That's fair, that's fair. I can't get mad at you for that. Okay, so we'll for tomorrow. Oh, wrong month. Tomorrow. I don't work. Baby, I don't have work tomorrow. Neither of us have work. Oh my god. That seems like too much of a miracle. Oh, baby. Mwah. Mwah. Honey, you know what that means? It means that if you get up and get ready with me today, I think this is a good deal. Okay, if you get up and get ready, then tomorrow we just do nothing. Absolutely nothing. For as long as your sweet little heart contents. Does that sound good? Does that sound good to you, baby? You can't have both, I'm sorry. It's either you start your day with me, or no fun times tomorrow. Choose. No, sweet baby, you can't pout this way. I'm sorry, honey. But if you're good, then you can have tomorrow. And I'll make it worth your while. Does that sound, sweetie? Does that sound okay? I will not accept the silent treatment. So, you can sulk all you want. I'll stay right here until you answer me. How can you sulk when you're in my arms? Does that make any sense? You're being a bit of a brat, are you? Well, I guess if you won't talk to me, then there's no point in cuddling you, is there? Baby, how are we ever gonna get ready with you? That's the goal. Okay, so that's what breaks your silent treatment, right? I'm not playing around anymore. Okay. Up. Baby. You have to take a shower, don't you? Well, I've got food ready, but I can get a shower ready for you. Does that sound good? Yeah. Okay. Pretty boy. I am going to get out of bed now. I know, it's so sad. No, you're not getting back under the covers. I'm vetoing it. No. No, no, no. I'm being serious now, okay? Oh, gosh. No, that doesn't mean you can stay in bed longer. I'm just pointing out a fact. You are so cute. All right, sweetie. Baby, darling, can you get up for mommy? I'm not being cruel, you're so soft. I'm just using my words in a way that I know will be effective. Baby, don't you want to be a good boy and get out of bed for mommy? Pretty please. Okay, well, I'm gonna go start your shower for you. And you would hate to waste water, wouldn't you? I see, that's a more compelling argument than your girlfriend begging you to get out of bed. Yes, okay. You're not gonna waste water, right? That would be awful if you wasted water to snuggle. Okay, well, I'll go start your shower for you, honey. But you have to get out of bed before I go, just so I can have peace of mind that you won't fall back asleep. Darling, how about that's not a good enough offer. Wow, you're the rude one right now. I'm so offended. I'll let that one go because I'm pretty sure you're tired. Let's see. Okay, if one kiss isn't good enough, then how about three? Three kisses. No? No. Okay, well, how about you walk over here right now and I give you enough kisses to make it worthwhile? Okay? That's as high as I'll go. Take it or leave it. I knew you'd give in eventually. I'm just very persuasive like that, aren't I? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come here, baby. Welcome to the not bed world, baby. Now I know I made a promise, so... I know I said I'd kiss you. You're looking so adorable right now. I just want to rub my hands all over your rosy, cute cheeks. And hold you in the palm of my hand. You're so adorable. You are just the cutest little boy, aren't you? You sure do go from being stubborn and asking for more pretty quickly, don't you, baby? Good thing I love giving exactly what you ask for. So cute. I think that's enough, sweet. Don't want us getting carried away so early. I love you, honey. I love you so, so much. And I hope you're not too mad at me for waking you up. I'm sorry, love, okay? I'm gonna go run your shower now. Not your bath, that would take way too long. Tomorrow, I'll give you a nice, long, cozy bath. I know you like that. Is that okay? You'd like a bath? Okay, good. I'm gonna go start your shower, and you're gonna get in, and we're gonna get ready for the day. Okay. We're gonna have a really great day together, bunny. And I can't wait to spend it all with you. Mwah.